Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Tropical storm Isaias swept north late yesterday and overnight, bringing heavy rains west of the Green Mountains, 2 to 4 inches, lesser amounts to the east. Along with that, some strong winds causing some tree damage as well, and there are several thousand people still without power early this morning. We now find the remnants of Isaias near Quebec City, but its large circulation covers much of Quebec in the northeastern U.S., and in the circulation, a minor disturbance moving northeast from Lake Ontario, bringing scattered showers to northern New York and the St. Lawrence Valley. They'll weaken as they head eastward, generally north of Route 2, becoming rather spotty, generally dry to the south. Drier, less humid air will also be circulating in with high pressure building in, and it looks like some fairly pleasant weather for the next few days. A minor system, though, developing to our south may bring clouds and even a spotty shower later Friday to southern sections. Back to the forecast. Periods of clouds, scattered showers through northern New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, decreasing through the rest of Quebec and north of Route 2, becoming partly sunny with a stray afternoon shower, and becoming partly to mostly sunny south, highs mid-70s to low 80s, warmest south. Clearing and cooler tonight, less humid, lows in the 50s to near 60, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, mixing with some high clouds east and south in the afternoon, highs in the 70s, a few warmer valleys near 80. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.